Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you listening to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and give us some feedback. Also, the Bald-Faced Truth podcast, it's brought to you by Shoe Mill, my favorite shoe store with locations in Portland and Salem and online at shoemill.com. Shoe Mill, where we put the world at your feet.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to the Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
Every year on this radio program, longtime listeners will know that the Bald-Faced Truth Foundation puts on a summer camp for special needs and typical kids. They go to summer camp together. I also know that the BFT Foundation funds various grants in and around the community, a lot in schools, classroom supplies, field trips, participation fees, musical instrument rentals. And so we do a golf tournament in the summer to help raise money, celebrity golf tournament. And we do, of course, the Radiothon that happens every November, December. Well, last November, we had Kevin Betker of Bridgetown Window and Door reach out and say, hey, how can we get involved? We're a community company. He's got a great company. They've got like 40 years of experience in with windows and doors and replacement windows and doors and, you know, just a wonderful company and a great story. I've had coffee with him. I've talked to him. I got to know his company. And in fact, we're using them to put in windows and a door as well. But I ultimately was most impressed just sort of by his approach. I was on the phone with him yesterday because, as you know, in this time of social distancing, there are a lot of businesses that the governor is trying to keep working, has deemed them essential businesses, and Bridgetown Window and Door was eligible for that. And I said, you know, this might be a great time. Let's put these guys to work. Let's have them do a project to, you know, and what we've been doing is trying to remotely do this. Like, so they have not been in the house. I have not had contact with the Bridgetown Window and Door other than talking to Kevin and sort of seeing what, you know, their catalog and picking out styles and colors for the doors and windows. So, you know, we're being creative in how we do this. And that's the reality of the time we're in. But also, I got on the phone with him yesterday and I was just kind of talking about the windows and he started talking about his business. And so I wanted to bring Kevin from Bridgetown Window and Door on the show. And I know it's not a sports interview, but listen to this. All right, Kevin, how are you, man?
Hey, good, John.
Great to hear your voice. Great that you're out there. Yesterday when we were talking on the phone, you started talking about the challenge you were having as a small business and sort of, you know, how you're navigating this time with your employees. And by the end of the conversation, I was like, this is something people need to hear. So let's go back through it kind of. Like, when this all hits, how is it affecting your business? And what was your initial approach sort of to staying in business and keeping your employees busy?
Well, it kind of started about 3 weeks ago for new business. We noticed our calls just really dropped off considerably. You know, that was kind of to be expected. But we were able to install and keep revenue coming in, you know, that way. And then when the governor, you know, posted that stay-at-home order 2 weeks ago, oh, I was relieved because my goal has always been to keep everyone busy. I mean, I always thought that it was so critical to have a job waiting for you when, you know, these kind of things happen and we get past them. So I was just relieved when the governor, you know, said we could install.
So the governor, just to clarify, the governor said, hey, it's okay, Bridgetown Window and Door, you guys can install.
Yeah, our industry was left off of her list, and then that was followed up by the Contractors Builder Board. They wrote a letter out to every contractor saying, you know, you're good to go. Keep your social keep your 6 feet distance, wash hands, and follow all those CDC guidelines, which we did. And then we started that last week installing, and you know it. it was tough. I mean, we're in people's homes, and we're supposed to be safe, right? Where everyone's doing their part, but we're installing windows in people's homes, and we're putting, you know, our employees there, our carpenters there in their homes, and you know, we don't know what the customer's about, and the customers don't really know us. You know, the workers and it was an uncomfortable feeling. I was excited because we could install and bring revenue in, but you know, we had neighbors looking at us saying, you know, what are you doing? You know,
right.
You know, why are you installing now? You know, we should all be at home. And the more it went on, the more some things happened where, you know, like I had a neighbor call that was watching our vans and saying, you know, why are you out there? I said, well, it's legal. And anyway, they were upset that we were there. And I said, well, we're kind of doing our thing and it's legal to do. And she was upset. And I talked her through that. And anyway, so that happened. And then this Monday we had a job where, you know, we had three of our guys just not feel very good about being in people's homes. So
yeah.
Jeremy and I, Jeremy's one of the owners along with me. We decided to just say, okay, let's finish up this week and let's take a 4-week break. We're not going to do any installs for 4 weeks, which was a hard thing to do because I'm sitting on a lot of product and, just, you know, it creates stress. I mean, no revenue's coming in, sales are down. I mean, it's just it's kind of a nightmare really.
And I was impressed yesterday because you sort of talked about like your intention being, and again, we're talking to Kevin Betker of Bridgetown Window and Door. Your intention being that you saw this as a positive for your workers. Like, hey, you guys are going to be able to earn during this time. This is like good for you. You weren't necessarily focused on, hey, we need to do as many jobs as possible. But then over time, you come to the realization that even the workers were unsettled about being in other people's homes. And so now you've gone on hiatus. That doesn't mean you've stopped, though, because people can still, and I think this is an important thing for our audience to hear, more and more people are spending time at home, Kevin. I know I'm at home. I'm seeing every little thing around the house that I would change or I would do differently. So if somebody is looking at their house and they see a project that they go, I want to address this. I'd love to have this done by the end of summer or whenever this COVID-19 thing passes and it's safe. How do you navigate that without being in their house or having contact with them?
Well, you know, that's a great question. So people can call us. We're open. We're open for business. I'm part of the sales team. So is Frank and so is Jeff. We're here ready to work with you. You can call. You can go over your project with us. You can email us. You can take pictures. You can send them. We could do a FaceTime. There's a lot of things that we can do. We can to communicate, you know, kind of virtually or whatever, however you say that. So we can do that. But we can also, you know, if I'm going to a home, I'm by myself and I can keep distance. And so we can still visit homes and perhaps we measure from the outside and then call the customer back later on and go over the details and the specs.
Sure.
So there's things that we can do that make it work. But we're here ready to go. And I think it's a great time for companies like us to where a customer can give us a call and say, hey, I really want to, you know, replace this French door. It's bothered me forever. But I don't want to do it right now because of everything going on. And we'll say, great, let's do it in August. Let's do it in July. Let's get you on the calendar so that when this thing clears up, we're good to go. And I think a lot of companies are in that same position, right? I mean,
yeah, I agree.
And I,
I'm in communication a lot with different sponsors of this show and talking to them all the time sort of about their challenges and, you know, and it ranges from automobile dealerships like Gresham Ford to First Call Heating and Cooling. You know, they install heating and cooling systems. They're, you know, and they're following CDC guidelines. And maybe their thing is a little different that, you know, they don't necessarily have to come into the house. But I know with you guys, like, you know, it would be interesting for people who want or are interested in windows and doors to go to your website, check it out, get in queue so that when this does pass through, you know, they've got an idea. And I love your idea about pictures and FaceTiming and stuff like that, because What I want, Kevin, is your business and other businesses in our community that employ so many people and keep people working and are great companies and support charities like the BFT Foundation, like your good community partner. I want you guys to be successful. And a big part of that is getting those businesses through the next 6 months.
I appreciate that. It is going to be critical. And there are things in place that we can do. You know, we can take care of a lot of that preliminary steps ahead of time. So you're absolutely right. And it would be great if people called us and said, hey, I got things that I need done around the house. And what do we need to do to get this happen, you know, to make it happen?
So. You guys, by the way, 40 years experience. Like that's crazy experience, man. You've been doing this a while.
Long time. I personally started in 1987, and I started with the Marvin distributor back then, and then my whole life has been windows and doors. And then Jeremy Powers, my partner, he's been in the business for well over 20 years, 25 years. So we've had a lot of experience.
All right. So what's a typical home, if somebody's out there listening, just to give a plug to Bridgetown Window and Door, if somebody's out there listening, they've got, you know, a home in the Portland metropolitan area, and they've always said, look, I'd love to, you know, get rid of those old windows that are 30 years old and put something new in, a new door. What's typical of the projects you guys do?
You know, we do mainly inner city work, so we're east side, west side, but in Portland generally. And people call us and say, hey, I've got six windows that need replacing upstairs, and I want to do an entry door. So then we set up an appointment. Myself, Frank, or Jeff will go out, meet with the customer, go over all the details, the specifications, bring them back to the showroom if we need to show them exactly what it's going to look like, the finished product. And we type everything out, give them a proposal, talk about our process. If they want to move forward, we get them on our calendar. And then the guys will follow up once the product arrives and get you installed.
BridgetownWindow.com is the website, Bridgetown Window and Door. And we're talking to Kevin Betker, who is the co-owner and co-founder of the company. Kevin, why was it important for you to support the BFT Foundation?
Well, that's interesting because my wife has been a school teacher in the Portland public school system for over 40 years. And in fact, this is her last year. She's going to retire this year. But I've always known about, you know, how difficult it is for kids to bring money in, to do their overnight trips, to do their special things that they wanted to do. So when you started the foundation, that really resonated with me. I just thought that was terrific. And then in November, I think it was November when you did your auction, I wanted to get into radio and get, you know, a little bit more brand awareness for Bridgetown. And then I saw that that I could do that and help the foundation out. And it was something I always kind of wanted to do. So I was excited to do it. It was great because kids need that.
Your wife, I got to think, you know, she probably didn't imagine going out on a year in which she won't actually be in the classroom surrounded by kids. How's she dealing with that?
Not good. Not good. She's, they got to do all the online teaching now. And she's trying to get set up with that. She's never done that before. And it's hard. It's a difficult thing to do for teachers that have never done it like that. So, yeah, she's struggling a bit with that whole process.
Well, but, take care of her and take care of that company. And I wanted to bring you on because I thought it was really interesting because I come from the same place you did, Kevin, is I thought more people working is better. But I love the fact that you turned to your installers and your contractors and you kind of looked at them and went, well, okay, you're uneasy about this. They had kids at home. And you sort of went, the best thing for everyone here, maybe even though we are legally allowed to be in business, the best thing may be just to shut it down for a month and allow people who want to get in line for jobs to kind of go through the process virtually and then be ready to go when all the restrictions are lifted.
Yep, that's exactly right. That was exactly what we did, and you know, it was really the right thing to do. I mean, we shouldn't be in homes, you know, installing windows right now. We just shouldn't. So, but we want your business. So,
There you go. BridgetownWindow.com. Yeah. Kevin, thank you.
Hey, thanks, John.
All right. There's Kevin Boettger. I know it's weird. It's an unusual thing to bring a window and door guy. I love that quote he had, too, that his life has been windows and doors. I know it's unusual to hear that on a sports radio show, but this is not a usual sports radio show. I've said that a million times in the last 13, 14 years of doing this program, and I will say it again and again. But I had a conversation with him. You know, we are putting windows and doors in, or at least the plan was to do it before all this hit, right? So we're going to do new front door, new windows. You know, okay, this is a good thing. We've always wanted to do this. We've got some old windows. Let's upgrade. Okay, this is great. This is a great company. He supported the foundation. Let's support this guy by doing business with him. That's where my heart comes from, and my wife as well. Then it became evident yesterday. I got on the phone with him. And I said, you know, what are we doing here in this time? And he said, he kind of broke the news to me that they're going on hiatus for a month. And here's why. It was really rooted in the fact that he wanted to be respectful to his employees. And I thought, like, that is the right reason. Be respectful to the employees. Be respectful to homeowners. The thing he said at the end there, we really shouldn't be in homes installing windows right now. But what they can do, and what we've already started to do, is pick out style. Pick out color, pick out different maker of window, and when they get back to work, we'll have those installed. And if you're like me, maybe you're looking around your house because you're spending so much time there and you're going, okay, I need to do this. I'm looking at this hedge on the side of my house that I need to cut. I'm looking at, because I'm seeing this stuff on a regular basis and I'm around it and I'm going, okay, I need to clean out the garage. We need to get rid of some stuff. And ultimately, if you're like me, maybe you're doing that stuff. So if you have considered windows and doors, BridgetownWindow.com, go there. And if you have considered a heating or cooling system, support the companies. This is all I'm saying. Support the companies that support our community. Support the companies that employ our community. So I'm not asking you to install a heating and cooling system that you don't need. But I'm saying if you need a heating and cooling system and you've gone, all right, is it time to do this? Or maybe we should have the system cleaned out since we're spending so much time at home. Go to First Call Heating and Cooling. Give them your business. If you need windows, go to Bridgetown Window and Door, bridgetownwindow.com. And I will say that forever. Support those who support the community and support those who employ the community. It's where we have to do business. We got to take care of each other. And I love, love, love the message that Kevin had about sort of initially being elated, oh, we're going to be able to stay in business, and then kind of looking around after a week of doing it, taking a couple calls, looking at his employees and going, maybe even though the governor's saying I can do this, you know, there's what is legal and there's what is done, as they say in Ozark on Netflix. Leave it here. You got the bald-faced truth statewide. I keep saying it over and over, strange times, weird times. These are weird times that we're in. At some point, we'll get back to normal. This will never feel normal. I am broadcasting this radio show from the home studio. Do I need to say that? In the grocery store yesterday, I went through the checkout line very quickly. Charles, checker at the Safeway that I go to, is a huge sports fan. He's also a listener to the show. And I think he listens to the show for just about 8 or 10 minutes each day. Normally in this window, because I think he gets into work sometime at about 2:15, 2:30. So he's listening in the window. Like yesterday, he said to me, how did the new Heisel interview go? It was interesting because I found out he didn't have time to listen to the whole interview. He only heard part of the Rick Neuheisel interview. And by the way, Rick Neuheisel talked yesterday on this show for 30 minutes. I'm sure Judah Newby was going crazy. I wish I had a FaceTime on Judah Newby. I would know that he was enjoying the conversation, but also probably looking at the clock, trying to figure out how are we going to get multiple commercial breaks that I've just blown through in. But that's, to me, I'm never really that concerned about the commercial breaks. We'll get to it. When we've got good content going and a great interview going and Neuheisel's talking about, you know, Chip Kelly's practices being like watching the Rockettes and talking about, you know, we only need a month. If the football teams can have a month to get ready, to get the players in condition, that's enough time. And talking about what it was like to coach in the American Alliance of Football, all of that stuff, really good stuff. How about the time when Penny Knight invited Neuheisel and Phil Knight invited Neuheisel to the Oregon-Michigan game and he snuck up the back steps at Autzen Stadium, hoping nobody would see him? Happened to pass by me, by the way. And I went, is that Rick Neuheisel? What's he doing at the football game? And by the way, he had an Oregon Ducks hat on that day. And I found out the backstory of it on yesterday's show, that Penny Knight had put the hat on him and took a picture. Wanted to see Rick Neuheisel in an Oregon Ducks hat. But when I'm shoveling coal into the furnace and it's burning hot, I'm going to stay with it like that. And we did on yesterday's show, but I just thought it was interesting because I don't know that if you get to hear all of the show. I assume you do because I'm here. But you can always get the podcast on SoundCloud, iTunes.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.